So I had a question about the body shape. I think it's on a pretty large project in the sense that, you know, we would need to have some notion of, you know, what's the outfit associated with the object. You know, the baking service would need to be able to process all of those objects to tell you what your params were. You'd need some way to control the sliders, even if maybe it was just editing them on your own avatar and then pass them off or whatever. So, you know, that's not part of this the current project. The idea here is to do kind of the simplest useful thing and, you know, get it out as soon as we can and start letting people play around with it and, you know, see what works and what the limitations are. I think it's a lot easier to iterate if you don't try to get too deep into kind of a giant project that, you know, takes a long time. You can animate objects, you know, using animations, which lets you approximate a lot of the kinds of things that you can do with the slider system.
I would actually really like to request that you enable scale animation for these specifically, because since, again, I feel like a lot of the main uses for this new tool would be as rideable pets and breedable pets, and rideables and animals and NPC characters, that sort of thing, allowing us to be able to do animations that include scale by each bone will allow us to create a huge variety in, like, a baby pet growing up to an adult, or in NPC bodies that look different. They don't all look like exactly the same person. Maybe some have different facial shapes, or one shorter, taller, fatter. That would add a lot of variety, I think.
I mean, one thing to keep in mind is that if you have the ability to do scale in animations, it makes it easier for the animations to get into a fight with the slider system, right? We've had this problem with the translational changes already. The rotations are still pretty well behaved because there's no conflict, right? You can only animate rotations with animations. You know, I don't think we'd be likely to pursue something where there's sort of different categories of animations, and some can be applied in some contexts and not others. That seems like kind of a can of worms. So, you know, I think if we did do the scale thing, it would probably be its own project, and it would probably, you know, and if we did it, it would probably work for everything. One thing that I wondered about a little bit would be if there's a more restricted way to get some of the ability to do scaling, like, you know, maybe we just add a root node scale based on the scale of the object that's being animated or something like that. So, you know, you could make a big bear and a small bear, and they would each kind of scale their skeleton accordingly. You know, it's not as complex a system. It wouldn't really give the effect of sliders, but it would give you some of the basic ability to differentiate your object. I haven't done any tests with that, you know, don't know anything about feasibility, but, it seems like something that would be kind of cool if we get it to work. The way it works now, the scale of the mesh object is basically ignored, right? I've seen meshes that when you res them, they're like 100 feet tall, and then you actually attach them to yourself, and they, you know, get scaled down to the size of your, you know, to the size of your own avatar. You know, basically the object's scale stuff gets ignored, but you know, since it's a new category of object, we don't have to worry about backwards compatibility. We could consider, you know, having it be a bit different.